inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
Making sure our yard and garden gets enough moisture in our recent sunny and still dry weather here in Juneau. And with us on the line for this week's edition of Garden Talk is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
Not too much rain over the last several weeks. Some grass, maybe some plants, some vegetables, they might be suffering. We probably should be doing a little bit of watering.
Certainly observing our plants, they will probably tell us if they need it or not. And we're noticing in my own yard, even some of the primroses in the better drained soils, at the end of the day, they're kind of wilting. If Mother Nature doesn't provide, I guess we need to, or we let the weaker ones get weeded out from the herd.
Okay, so any sort of recommendations as far as how much water that we must supply for various plants?
The best thing is to, before we water, actually check. And if these are potted plants, you know, lift them. Lift to see how heavy they feel. If they're plants that are in the ground, you know, poke your fingers in the ground to see how moist it is. Or even dig a hole. Again, to check the soil moisture levels, you know, the top 4 inches may be dry and might be nice and moist down underneath. So whether we water with a soaker hose or a sprinkler or hand watering for a certain amount of time, then maybe an hour to see how things soak in and then check again. You might have to water a second time if the soil is really dry and we're only getting part of the moisture penetration we need.
If the soil is really dry, then some of that initial round of moisture or the water is probably just going to flow right through it, right?
Well, yeah, particularly in pots where the soil may shrink away from the sides of the pots. You almost have to loosen the soil a little bit, kind of push it against the side so you can get the moisture on top, the water that you pour on or sprinkle on, to soak and then expand the soil in those pots. So again, the pots are definitely the most critical thing. They will dry out the most quickly, where for plants that are in the ground and have been established hopefully for a few years, they've got deeper roots and can pull moisture from a greater distance away. And again, things like new trees, new shrubbery, any kind of new stuff aren't going to have that much, and they are going to need more often watering.
When is the best time of day to do the watering? Early in the morning, the height of the sun, or in the evening?
When you notice that they are dry. The old wives' tale was, yeah, don't water in the middle of the day because the water droplets on the leaves will cause a magnifying glass effect and you'll burn the leaves. It truly doesn't. Doesn't happen. So you notice at noon your tomato plants in the pots are wilting. By 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock at night, when it's starting to cool off, or yeah, the greenhouse is cooling off, wherever they happen to be, it might be too late. So don't delay. Do water when you notice it. Caution again for not watering late in the evening means moisture may stay on the leaves, which can foster fungus growth potentially, you know, as the temperatures are cooler at that time, where midday stuff evaporates. So you're losing some water to evaporation in midday on a hot sunny day. But still, the moisture around the plants can still be beneficial to them.
Now, the soaker hoses, is that something that you might use for trees or some shrubs, that sort of thing?
Very definitely. I mean, when I'm planting, particularly when I'm planting either a row or a big bed that has, you know, multiple shrubs or multiple trees in it, I'll use soaker hoses and wind them through the garden. In a line of trees, I'll actually do a single loop around each tree, go on to the next one, a loop around that, and on down, out, trying to keep it away, a foot away or so from the trunk, so that the soil moisture is going in near the roots, near the root zone or the drip line. But they can be really beneficial, and same thing if you've got a large shrub bed. And this applies to a perennial bed too, really. If you can wind the hoses in and out and around that area, turn them on, the water oozes out slowly from a soaker hose. It isn't blasting like you might with your, if you're standing at the side and spraying it across. If you have that on a timer, it can be really convenient. Set it on and you can go off, maybe, you know, you might have two or three of these set up in different places. So while one soaker hose is working, soaking, then you can be off watering some other stuff.
Okay, Ed Bajarski, thanks a lot for the tips.
You're welcome, Matt.
Plant your rows straight and long, temper them with prayer and song.
KTOO's Garden Talk with Ed Bajarski, sponsored by Don Abel Building Supply, locally owned since 1936, offering building supplies to both commercial and residential customers throughout Alaska. More at donabel.biz.